And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. And real quick, I believe the reason why Real Clear Politics backed off of the 270 votes for Biden-Harris is because if Trump wins these states, just the four states that, not even including Alaska, but just the four states that essentially he could easily, I shouldn't say easily, that he could win at this point. Let me say it that way. I don't say easily. I don't want to make it sound easy. But if he could win the four states we've been talking about in the last hour, that puts him at 276.
Right.
He's done. He's then the president, not Biden.
But it all comes down to, will they throw out voter fraud?
Correct.
And if they get the people in there to actually weed through vote by vote by vote by vote and throw out voter fraud, he wins. And by the way, John, I was telling you off air, I believe that these states should all be, the entire election should be shut down.
Absolutely.
And rerun. The irregularities are so extreme.
Yep.
That I believe that they should simply re-vote.
I agree. I will agree with you on that.
With the feds going in and watching every single vote.
By the way, here's my prediction on that if that happened.
Oh, he wins easily.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time, folks. I'd bet on that one. Problem is, chances of that happening are slim.
Yes, they are.
But stranger things have happened. This is 2020, folks. Anything can happen.
See, you got to keep in mind, who runs Florida? Oh, it's a Republican governor. Mm-hmm. Who's the governor in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania? What do they all have in common?
They're all Democrats.
There you go. Nevada, Democrat.
Weak spine Democrats, actually, on
right.
top of that.
Right.
You're right.
They absolutely look the other way and empower voter fraud.
I fully agree. All right, John Zmarek joining us now, stream.org. John, how are you, sir? What's up?
I'm good, thanks. Sorry, last couple of weeks have been hectic.
No, we fully are aware of that. Where are you predicting things head with all these lawsuits in regards to the election?
Well, you know, I don't know the underlying facts of just how widespread Democrat vote fraud was. I got to say that I admire President Trump for standing up for it, because it's clear to me that the Democrats are using fair means and foul to win these elections, and this election doesn't pass the smell test.
No, it does not. You're correct.
Hundreds of thousands of ballots coming in the middle of the night, only in swing states, some of them marked only for Biden with no votes for down-ticket candidates. How many people do you know only vote for
none.
President, don't vote for congressman? Or
none. Usually it's the other way around. If anything, John, if there's somebody that doesn't like president, they vote the down ballot and leave the president blank.
And by the way,
that's
John,
right.
And by the way, John, you said it so perfectly there. Swing states. In the other states that were not contested, none of this happened. Once again,
that's, right.
that's a massive irregularity. So it's not like nationwide people were
issues.
Only voting for
that's
Biden
right.
and
that's
not
right.
down ticket. It was happening in these several states.
Yeah, and we gained seats in the House. We kept all our seats in the Senate, except there are a couple of close ones the Democrats are going to try to steal in Michigan and in Georgia. If they get both seats in Georgia with Kamala Harris, they control the Senate, and mm-hmm. they will be able to destroy the Constitution. They will pack the Supreme Court. You'll see Michael Avenatti and Jussie Smollett and Tawana Browley on the court, and they will vote to repeal the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
They'll vote to make the First Amendment meaningless by outlawing campaign speech. They've promised all these things. They will add new states like Puerto Rico and maybe Portland, Oregon, and they'll get rid of the filibuster, so they'll effectively have a one-party state. And meanwhile, Biden will be amnesting 20 million new Democrats in the form of illegal immigrants. I mean, this Democrat power grab is enormous and radical.
Yep.
And the fact that there are some Republicans on board with it because they want to be seen as respectable and civic-minded, you know, ignoring
spineless.
The fact that Al Gore...
That's what they are,
yes.
spineless.
Hey, John, can
Not
I ask you a quick...
Spineless.
Let me ask
Not
you a quick question about Michigan. If the lawsuits go through in Michigan and we do have a recount, how does that affect John James, the Senate candidate?
He very likely will end up taking the seat. But I want to point out, it's not just spinelessness. A lot of these people hated Trump, and they'd rather see the Republican Party made a permanent minority party with no influence over policy, but with them having safe jobs and being able to fundraise. You know, the way we pointlessly fundraised and pretended to oppose Obama from 2008 to 2012, and the Republicans played like the Washington Generals, the team that's paid to go on the court and lose to the Globetrotters gracefully every time.
Does Mitt Romney switch parties in 2022?
We should make him switch parties by getting a really good primary.
Well,
really
he's not going to win a he's not going to win a Republican primary. That's what I'm saying. So, do you think he switch?
I think it's quite likely he'll switch. But these people like to hold on. They want to control the Republican Party. They want to make sure that there is no alternative. That you have sort of a one-party. They want there to be a one-party war party that will be devoted to open borders, cheap labor, and pointless, stupid wars in the Middle East. So you got a consensus. Biden is and Romney are closer to each other than either of them is to Donald Trump. I've got a new piece at stream.org I hope people look at called Letter from Twitter Jail, because I'm currently
that.
In Twitter jail for 7 days.
Oh, my word.
Because I said that a
what
lawmaker...
What are you in for, John?
There was a lawmaker in Seattle who cast the crucial vote not to defund the police and turn the whole city over to Antifa. So Antifa besieged his house and were throwing rocks and bottles at his windows where he lives with his fiance. They were terrorizing him. I said on Twitter he should shoot at them and defend himself. And Twitter suspended me for promoting violence.
Ha! There's a good one. Unbelievable.
So I base my thing on Martin Luther King's letter from Birmingham jail.
Unbelievable.
And I talk about how eerily similar what the Democrats are doing now is to what they did against civil rights demonstrators and before that to abolitionists. You know, most people know this. In the antebellum South, abolitionist newspapers were illegal, regardless of the First Amendment. If you set one up, or if you were a preacher who gave abolitionist sermons, they would drive you out of town with a mob, just like Antifa. Under Jim Crow, the Democrats used the Klan to use extra-legal violence to terrorize their political opponents, and they did it again in the 1920s. They are doing it again now. It is the fallback tactic of the Democratic Party to use riots and mobs against their opponents.
Yeah. Well said. John, as always, we appreciate joining us, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening. JohnZamericStream.org. Up next, Barber's Foods, by the way. If you need anything when it comes to protein, whether it be for Thanksgiving or Christmas, get your order in now. They'll deliver it. They'll get it taken care of and handled. And they've even got some great family packs. Greg Bloom from Barbers is going to be with us tomorrow. We'll get an update on all that as well. You get two pounds of free ground Wagyu right now with every order. Just use beef at checkout. And that's barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barbersfoods.com.
Kevin Flesh, Flesh and Beck. And if you got any question, legally speaking, Kevin is your guy. He'd love to help you out. And it's a simple phone call, 303-806-8886. You need that number in your cell phone or your wallet at all times. 303-806-8886. It's fleshlawfirm.com. That's F-L-E-S. CH, fleshlawfirm.com.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has one goal, to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Geno's Auto Service, and yes, they want to take care of your vehicle. Bumper-to-bumper service, that's what they do at Geno's. As we head through the winter months, they want to take care of you. They've always got something going on to help a Rush to Reason listener. Just ask. It's GenosAutoservice.com, Geno's with a J, 303-794-6700.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive, this is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Kyle and Eaton joining us now. Kyle, welcome. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. How are you doing, Rush?
Doing well. Great. Thanks for calling us, sir.
Hey, I got a couple points to make. First one, I just want to hit on something you said last hour, and it wasn't anything direct, but I just want to kind of make sure everybody understands it. Calling Fox News now the conservative news station would be like confusing a frozen ketchup blob for a popsicle.
Amen.
You might look
well
at
said.
It
Amen.
And
Amen.
See that it's that way, but what you get below the surface is not what you bargained for.
Amen. Well said, Kyle.
One of the other things besides, the debacle and the fraud and everything else going on with elections, the recalling polis, the one thing that Colorado really needs to think about, and nobody has been talking about it that I'm aware of, is post all the fires in Colorado where we basically had all the mountaintops completely cleared off, one of the huge issues that we're going to run into in spring, regardless of who gets elected, is the massive floods that are going to take place. Because now that all the mountaintops have been burned off, there's not going to be anything to hold that snow up there. So with any luck, maybe we'll wash the Californians back to where they belong, and maybe we can come red one day.
Yeah, good one. No, and you bring up a great point. I mean, there's lots of things that I don't see anybody. You're right, Kyle. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's dealing with, you know, what will be lack of vegetation in a lot of places, the reseeding and the reforestation, the erosion, the things that are going to be happening in a lot of those areas. And, you know, maybe they're not because it's too early to see how bad some of those areas were burned and what's the soil condition like and so on. And, you know, maybe that's why, but still needs to be dealt with either way.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, if we wait any longer to look at starting doing preventative or countermeasures for that, you know, we're going to be sitting in March, February already, and, you know, April 1st to May 1st is going to be the critical time when you're going to have a lot of that snow belt off is going to begin. Yep. There's nothing to hold it. There's going to be people that are going to have bigger problems in rebuilding up there, you know, because we're going to wash out all the Front Range just like we did here, what was that, 7-8 years ago with
2012.
The considered 500-year flood.
2012,
we're going to have
yes.
the same problem, but
yes.
due to, you know, things that we could control or start controlling now.
Well said. No, you're spot on, Kyle, across the board. Thank you for your call very much. You're right on the money. I can't add anything to what Kyle just said. And these are things that need to be talked about. And by the way, need to be talked about with, Andy and I are going to discuss here in just a second, when it comes to the recall polis effort, which I believe they're turning in their signatures tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. That's when those go in. I think they're getting them all finalized, collected tonight. They get turned in tomorrow. Again, folks, don't be surprised. And you're not again, this is something else you're not hearing in the news media, by the way. You will not hear what I'm talking about on 9 News, Channel 4, Channel 7. They're not talking about this stuff because they don't think it's going to happen.
Well, they're wrong.
I believe they are, too.
I believe there will be a recall vote.
I think so, too. So, when that recall vote happens,
yes.
What does the conservative side do to... You know, totally oust him out of office.
Okay, the bottom line is we cannot come out as a bunch of liberty activists.
Thank you.
And you and I are liberty activists.
By the way, I am one.
Yes.
But you can't say that.
No, because is your market liberty activists?
No.
Is this a red state?
No.
Are we living in Oklahoma? Help me out here.
We're not.
Oh, we're not. Oh, okay. So what you got
to
do.
You have to soften your message and speak to who you're speaking to.
Right. So you don't come and say, he took away our liberties. He made us wear masks when we didn't want to. He did. No, 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 no. You've got to come with an even-handed approach. And so what I would say is this. He followed his agenda, not the data.
He didn't follow the data. He didn't follow
the data. Right. Okay, so when deaths were down by 90%, did you loosen restrictions?
No. Businesses? No.
Okay,
didn't.
When data said, hey, we don't need to spend $60,000 a day on using the convention center for this, did he stop that? No. When the data said that the hospitals basically had tumbleweeds blowing down the middle of them because no one was in them, did he say, hey, get those elective surgeries going again? No, he waited way too long. He didn't follow the data. He followed his agenda. Everybody except the hard left will respond to that.
Well said. Jeff in Weld County is next. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, John. Hey, Andy.
How are you doing, Jeff? Sir?
Talking on this recall effort, have you guys heard anything? I haven't heard. Who do we have in the wings to run against him?
People that we probably can't discuss right now for obvious reasons.
Okay, but we know, but we can't really say. What?
You have heard some names?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There are two that are very prominent, and they're both very good.
Okay. That's one thing I was wanting to make sure of. And they have to steer that campaign towards Polis's COVID response.
Correct.
They just have to make that pretty much 100% of it.
Yeah, and real quick, along the COVID lines, back to Andy's point and what you could use as a candidate working against Polis in this case, as I roll through the graphs, it's easy. Google actually does this for you. You can just type in Colorado COVID, right up number one search result that comes up in Google is our statistics. Now, you can go to the website for Colorado and dive into more of these stats. But just to go look at deaths, which, by the way, is all I really care about. I don't care who has COVID.
No, of course not. No.
All I care about is who's dying from COVID. Other than that, I don't care. I really don't care. I'm sorry, folks. I don't care about COVID. So if I go all the way back to where we really saw a lowering of the death rate, which really was about the 1st of June, end of May, 1st of June, the highest days that we've had have only been about maybe 18, 16, 17 deaths a day. The highest was October 13th at 37, and that's because things can lag, and that could just be an anomaly in that data. So, frankly, you throw that one out.
Yeah,
the rest of them are 8, 7, 6, 3, 5, 2, 9, 8, 13. Get my drift here,
folks? A lot of whom are very elderly, and if they didn't die now, they would die next year. By the way, next year we're going to see a lot fewer deaths. You know that.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Right. Follow the data, not your dogma. Follow the data, not your agenda. That is the way to sell this. If we sell it that way, because this, guys, if you follow the data, if you love data, you love people.
That's right.
If you love agenda, you don't love people, you only love your people.
Yeah, but it has to be sold that way in this recall effort.
Yep.
It goes back to what we were talking about last week with the Republicans have to learn to sell to somebody besides themselves.
Yes, yes, Jeff, thank you. And what they're going to have to do, too. Go ahead.
If they stick with this agenda or this idea to push that, they're going to get a lot of buy-in from independents.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because if we don't, we lose again, and Polis is still governor, and all the recall effort was wasted.
Yes.
Yeah, no, and to your point, Jeff, we cannot, and folks, I know you're not going to like me saying this, but a candidate cannot come out and talk about Prop 115 and the fact that we lost when it came to, you know, late-term abortions. Keep that one off the table. No. It's not going to help you win.
No, it isn't.
Exactly.
Sell to your market, not the market you wish you had.
That's right. So some of those things that we even lost along those lines, you don't even bring up, Jeff. You just brush across them if you're even asked, and you move on to the things that matter, like jobs and businesses being shut down, job loss and business shutdowns.
Jobs, businesses, this whole COVID response, so they could beat him that way.
That's right, and that's what they're going to have to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
And by the way, they better be listening because that's coming.
Yes.
I believe.
Yeah, and
I think it is too.
And one last thing, another data point, COVID rose at the same rate here as places that didn't have the mask mandates.
That's right. That's exactly right. Jeff, thanks. Yep. I appreciate it very much. We'll come back, talk to Liz Mayer, and Shannon Kitchens is next, folks. Make that kitchen the gathering place of your home. That's what it is anyways. Make it fit, feel, and be comfortable so that people can hang out and enjoy, especially as you go through the different events that happen as families. You're not going to get that done before Thanksgiving or Christmas, but you can get it done for the spring. It's easy. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
If you want to pay for that kitchen, call Kurt Rogers. He'll help you with how to make that happen and potentially just use some of the equity that you're sitting on as we speak. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
A good shop. If you've had any kind of a collision where, hey, you've got a fender bender, maybe it was your fault, maybe you don't want to turn into insurance because you can save some money by doing it yourself, go to a good shop. If you've had a total collision and you're just looking for a place to go to get the car fixed, they can help you as well. Find them at klzradio.com. Three locations to serve you, 720-541-7697.
All you're looking for is a good shop. You've already been through the extremely unpleasant experience of a collision. Now you're dreading the process of repairing the damage to your vehicle. You just want someone professional and polite who will answer your phone calls and tell you what's going on. It doesn't seem like too much to ask, but somehow it's so hard to find. Well, we at KLZ found a good shop. Al Sturm and his team explain all of the costs, so you know what you're paying for. They help you with your insurance claim. They handle all of your auto body work in-house, so you get your vehicle back faster, and a real person answers the phone every time. Best of all, they'll get your vehicle looking great back to pre-loss condition. Al and his team run a good shop, and that's exactly what you're looking for. Find them now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Liz Mayer joining us now. Liz, I know you're involved in the Scott Walker recall event that happened, and we may very well have one of those happening here. Our signatures get turned in Colorado tomorrow, and just some of the data points that I have and some of the feedback I've heard, I realize our Secretary of State will probably fight this recall effort hard because she's on the side of our governor, but I will be shocked in Colorado if we do not have a recall.
Well, from what I've heard, it sounds like they probably do have the signatures that they need. I mean, there's always a possibility that something's gone wrong. But, if I were your governor, I would start getting ready.
I think I would, too. I'll tell you right now, Liz, I don't think our governor thinks for one second this is going to happen. He is such a pompous jerk that he doesn't think this is coming his way at all.
That's always a risk in recalls, right? I mean, they're very unpredictable. And I think that it is smart. What we did in the Walker instance was, we always worked on the presumption that we really could lose and that it would be easy. And as a result, I think that we overperformed, over-delivered. There are certainly other people who haven't done that. I mean, I think, probably your mileage varies a little bit when you're looking at somebody like Gray Davis in California, but I've certainly heard plenty of California Democrats say that they didn't think he did his job heading into that. So it's definitely a concern if you're the incumbent in that kind of situation and you have to take it seriously. And I guess we'll just see how he handles this.
When it comes to messaging, and because you've been through this before, not on the incumbent side, but when it comes to the conservative side that are pushing through the recall effort, what do you feel the messaging from a potential candidate should be in fighting the incumbent?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say without me having looked at a whole range of polling about what his vulnerabilities are.
Okay.
But I'm guessing some of this has to do with his COVID response.
The majority of this is probably involving COVID and the amount of businesses we've lost in Colorado.
So here's the thing I think that he has to be really careful about. And I don't know which way this will go because Colorado obviously has trended to be a much more blue state.
We are very blue, Liz.
Moving in the other direction.
Oh, we are not just a little bit blue. We're not, light shade of blue. We are deep blue, like the ocean.
No, I agree. When people were saying Colorado is a swing state this year, I would start laughing hilariously.
Yeah, we're not even close.
It's not. Right. It's like when people still talk about New Mexico being a swing state. That's not true either, right?
You
can have that conversation about Nevada and Arizona, other mountain states you don't get to. So here's what I would be super cautious about if I were him. Heading into the recall, Democrats had an assumption that parents would be so upset because Act 10 that we did in Wisconsin, it cut compensation for public employees, including teachers. And, that would be so bad, because it was affecting their ability to organize around certain topics relating to their overall remuneration package. And the assumption was that parents stood on the same side as public employees. The thing that the teachers' unions and the Democrats in that election never understood, but we did, was that there was a segment of parents who had not voted for Walker the first time, didn't really want him there, but were so pissed off that they had to take all of their paid leave, they had to use their sick leave, and in some cases they had to take unpaid leave to sit at home with their kids while the teachers were in the Capitol throwing tampons at people. These people didn't understand that. It's actually interesting. When I was in holiday in Belize in 2018, I went on a diving trip, and I happened to be on the same boat as the woman who ran the opposite side of the recall from us for the teachers' union. And we talked about this. Initially, when my husband realized this, he was kind of like, oh, my God, let's put 10 feet of distance between you guys on the boat. But we talked about this. She honestly thought that parents were going to think, Scott Walker, by doing this, is damaging our kids' education, and they would side with teachers. And she never understood that the parents blamed the teachers and ultimately sided with Walker because they were so pissed off about having used up their leave to sit at home with their kids. So in this context, that's something that I would wonder about, right? Depending on what's going on with school reopenings, depending on what went on with distance learning in the latter part of the school year last year, depending on what happened with summer camps. Yeah.
Really quick here. I'm from Wisconsin, and I was very tied into the entire recall. Here was the big thing that I saw was a super huge change in that recall. When parents and voters saw the teachers in the street screaming like maniacs, they had never seen the teachers union act like a thuggish union before. They'd never seen that. So, they'd always associated, the major labor unions with that kind of behavior. They did not expect that from teachers. It was stunning. It was shocking. And I remember, I was blogging constantly on both sides with this. People were stunned. It absolutely shattered their view of teachers. And that helped Scott Walker.
I think that's true. I think there were also a small percentage of people, but just enough. I think we figured at the end it was about 5% of the electorate that just generally felt like the other side hadn't handled this well, and they wanted to give it a chance to see if it would work, right? So, that's the thing that personally, if I were advising your governor, which I will not be doing, because he is obviously significantly more liberal than me, but if I were advising him, that's what I would tell him to be very cautious about, is that you may have a lot of voters there who did vote for you and actually do side with you when it comes to policy and philosophy. But if they have been personally adversely affected by policies that you've instituted in a way that really rams home, as I think...
Well, for example, Liz, let's say they're... We've heard this firsthand. Yeah. Let's say they're a liberal restaurant owner that has darn near, if not lost their business, come close to losing it. That particular person, I got to believe, is not going to be in his camp.
I think that that's very possible. I think a lot of that probably also depends on what happens with sort of further bailouts in Washington, D.C. and rescue packages. But, yeah, I don't think it necessarily puts them in a position where they're favorably inclined, right, which means that that vote is potentially gettable. But it's the parents that I would really watch because, you know, speaking as a parent, I was very lucky when we had distance learning at the end of last year. My mother has a master's in education. She lives right by us. She was able to basically take over overseeing the distance learning for the last 3 months. I'm the only parent of anybody in our class where I think that was true. And
so in other words, all the rest of the parents in your class struggled with distance learning is what you're saying.
Everybody
so focus on that.
Yeah, everybody struggled.
Yeah,
and
agree.
You know, we ended up in a situation where my kid was able to skip a grade going back to school this year, but a lot of the other kids have been playing catch up. And so, yeah, I think when you look at the level of outrage that parents have about teachers' unions having pushed Democrats to keep schools closed, it is significantly higher than I think Democrats and teachers' unions are assuming.
I agree.
And I will just add one other. I'll add one other data point to this. We have a client that is largely focused on improving public education. They're called Murmuration, and they commissioned a big poll in September, heading into the conventions. Maybe it was August. I'm trying to remember now. In any event, heading into the conventions, huge poll, 700 pages of crosstabs. And the most interesting data point that I got out of this is when they asked nationally, and this was like a huge sample, when they asked nationally how many people approved of teachers in terms of teachers' ability to handle going back to school in COVID, the number was, I think, 17 points higher between teachers and teachers' unions. And so, and that was true no matter what part of the country you were looking at, there was that gap. And so if I were a Democrat.
Yeah, so explain, if I missed that, I know my listeners did. Explain those two data points again, because I'm not sure I'm following you on what the 17% was. Explain that, please.
Okay, so we in that poll, we asked just about every question that you could come up with regard to public education in America. But one of the specific things that we wanted to know about was who did adults and parents and every other category, every other demographic trust to be able to handle education and school reopening in the context of COVID. And I can't remember what the specific numbers were, but the point is by 17% more. 17% was the number that was higher for teachers as opposed to the unions.
Gotcha. In other words, they felt like the teachers could handle it better than the unions could.
They like their individual. So this is the risk, I think, for your governor, right? If he's been taking orders from the teachers union.
He has.
People trust their individual teachers, but they don't trust the unions to nearly the same degree. They have a trust deficit. The unions have a trust deficit that takes them from that very high number for teachers down by 17 points. It's just a sheer drop off.
Makes sense. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah. And so that's the risk. If people want to find out more about that poll, Axios actually wrote quite a bit about it, and it's a Murmuration morning consult poll. It was done right before the convention started. And it was a really interesting poll because it showed that both parties have real liabilities on this issue, but Democrats actually have a lot more liabilities than what I think Democrats think they do.
Okay. Well done. Liz, thank you. This is great. I appreciate the information. Good stuff.
Thank you. I love talking about recalls.
I have a feeling.
I'm going to go through it, but I also think it's going to be really fun to watch as a political observer. You know?
I think we're going to go through one here in Colorado. So that's my prediction.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're fascinating things. So.
All right. Liz, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Interesting.
Very interesting. You know what? There's a lot of opportunity here to simply make him and his followers look bad.
Yeah. And it's our job to make sure that happens.
Yes.
And back to Andy's point. And I won't belabor this anymore, but I will continue to hound on this every time this particular subject comes up. And that is, once this recall effort gets started and we figure out who the candidate is going to be, the messaging and what they say is going to have to be not, you stole my liberty, you stole my freedom. That can't be the message.
No. Absolutely not. It does not.
As much
sell.
As I want it to be, folks, because that's what I believe has happened, that can't be the message because it won't sell.
No, it has to be you went with agenda, not the data. You hurt my economy. You hurt my family. You hurt, you see, right. You hurt people by doing this.
Yeah, you kept my kids out of school. You made me miss work, and I had to be home to teach my kids how to learn. My kid's now behind in a half a grade or a grade behind because of all of this. Those are the things you're going to have to talk about, right, Andy?
Absolutely. And by the way, last thing I'll say before we go to break, I would literally have the word data and have it come towards you in big letters, and behind it, it opens up a whole picture of people, and say, because behind all the data are people.
Lives have been affected by your bad choices.
Bingo. Whose lives have been affected by your agenda.
Yep. Which, by the way, that agenda was pushed by, we just heard, Liz Talk, teachers' unions.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it wasn't pushed by, this is the other thing I would focus on if I were, you have to be careful on
you
how
ignore
you ignore
data, you ignore people.
Well, but you have to be careful on how you would present this one. But I know folks in the hospital system whereby they have not been on Polis' side when it comes to the shutdowns and the other things that have happened. There are certain individuals in the medical community, typically those that are not waiting on patients, that have been behind Polis, but not all. In fact, those that had elective surgeries or that actually performed elective surgeries, I can tell you right now, were not on his side.
No, they were very much not on his side.
Because they were
side.
Out of a job for a while.
Yeah. And by the way, that's not just doctors. That's nurses.
That's
right. Practitioners. That's
anesthesiologists and so on.
Everybody.
That's right.
Right. You ignored the data.
Dentists, by the way.
Right.
Don't forget about that group.
When you ignore data, you ignore people behind the data.
That's right. So again, there's lots of things, folks, that I think could be focused on moving forward. I'm predicting there will be a recall. I could be wrong, although, again, folks, talking to the powers that be that have been involved in the recall and listening to folks that have signed the petition, knowing the data they've have to, or the proof that they have given the petitioner when it comes to that signature. In other words, they're being very thorough in making sure they're collecting the right signatures and they're doing it accurately.
Right.
If the Secretary of State throws these out, we have real problems, folks. That's all I'm going to say, which we may very well have when it's all said and done.
I'm going to predict that she does not successfully do it. I think it's going to be too hard legally to get away with it. Will she try? Oh, yeah, yeah. I think she's going to fail. I agree with you. I think a recall is coming.
And I think also the thing that whether she's thinking about this or not, her future political career could be at stake in all of this as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's a blue state, but John, you can only look so corrupt.
Right.
There are limits.
That's well said. We'll come right back. Novus Auto Glass, folks, is next. And if you want to get your windshield, whether it's repaired, whether it's chipped that needs repaired, whether you've got a crack, whether you need it replaced, whether a side window needs replaced, you name it, Novus can help you, including all glass and headlamps on your vehicle. They've got a great recoating process they can do on clouded headlamps to make it seem so you can see more clearly. That's really what it's all about. Novus is Latin for innovate. That's what they do. They innovate and make things better for you on a daily basis. It's NOVUS. Find them at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus. NOVUS.
Extreme Auto Repair, folks, where they can take care of you, your tires, and get you safely on the road. 18 bays to service you in. There's a 15% Rush to Reason discount. When you go in and ask, find them at klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price. So they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, real quick, Eventbrite, most of you may or may not know that website, but it's a site where you can plan events and send out invitations and do baby showers and all kinds of junk like that. Well, there was an event planned in D.C. for Donald Trump that they will not allow to be promoted or scheduled on their site because they claim it's spreading misinformation.
Oh, okay. Well, let's spread that everywhere, and Eventbrite doesn't get any business from the right. How's that?
That works for me. So Eventbrite, let's take our money and go someplace else.
Well, speaking of taking our money and going someplace else, let's close with this, John. I think one of the biggest results of this election, win or lose, is going to be Republicans coming together and moving their money and their spending habits.
Other places.
I think this is going to be huge. And by the way,
we're not talking about boycotts. We're just simply saying Republicans are going to make a choice on where they spend their money and how they're going to do it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Here's the thing. And you and I have talked about boycotts before, and we see it the same way. We like soft boycotts. Now, there are people on each extreme. On one extreme, you got people who basically say, boycott everything, boycott, boycott, you know, cripple your lifestyle, don't use Amazon, and basically live as a hermit in this. No. Then you got people on the other side who say, pure capitalism, all I care about is who sells me what product or whatever, and they never think about, well, what is that vendor going to do with that money?
Right.
And so forth. No. Soft boycotts. In other words, simply say, hey, if it doesn't kill my lifestyle, if I can move my money to spend with somebody like, hey, how about a lot of John Rush's advertisers who we know are a little more like-minded, more supportive of our liberties and so forth? I'm going to do it, right? I'm going to do that. But I'm not going to spend 30% more on a product just because it comes from someone who's right-wing. Okay, this is happening. We're seeing it huge with Facebook and Twitter. Mm-hmm. Okay, people are moving their accounts.
It's an exodus.
People were opening so many accounts with Parler and MeWe that they crashed. So it's going to take a while for them to be able to actually take in the load. But conservatives, what we're seeing is conservatives are saying, okay, that's it. By not boycotting at all, and what I mean is by not doing soft boycotts, we have empowered people to hurt us.
Yeah, and folks, for the way that works,
we went too far.
Just as a side note, by the way that works on, I'll use Facebook as an example. Facebook makes its money by selling ads to companies that either want to have more followers or they want to promote their products or whatever the case may be. And those prices are set by the amount of reaches, they call it, that said advertiser may get by actually paying the money to make that happen.
Right.
So as there's less people on Facebook in general, and there's less people to go target, thereby their rates will actually have to drop to be able to handle what we're talking about.
Right.
That's how Facebook loses money in this.
Exactly. And win or lose, if we lose this election, a huge reason is going to be that people like Twitter and Facebook and some of these others banned Trump-supporting people and Trump himself. Right. And they got into all that. And also they took their massive money that they were making and they donated it to all the leftists. So our money that we were spending on these products went straight to the left. Another example, of course, is the NBA.
Right.
The NBA went hyper political, put Black Lives Matter on everything. They collapsed. Their viewing numbers in a year when they should have skyrocketed fell off the map.
Yeah.
And they have had to do a 180 and say, we're going to remove all that from the courts and everything. The NFL was supposed to next year have a massive increase in their salary cap. I don't know if you know that. It was going to be like 30, 40 million a team. It was going to be massive. Okay. They're going to be down 10 to 20 million per team as a result. Why? In a year when their viewing numbers should have gone through the roof, which
with everybody staying home, not doing anything.
And not having and wanting to watch football, what did they do? They went political, screwed not nearly up. As much as the NBA, but they did it enough. A lot of people tuned out. I think what we're seeing is conservatives coming together and saying we're going to spend our money where it matters.
And along the lines of the NFL, the other thing I think all these teams have done is they have caved, literally, to this whole COVID nonsense that a lot of these governors and mayors and so on have put forth. And when you have a stadium full of nothingness, nobody, even people on TV that are watching TV want to see a stadium full of fans.
Yeah, I think that hurts a little, not much. I got to be honest.
Well, I can tell you one thing. As a viewer myself, I'm not watching because of what I just said.
I can't watch for the fans.
I can't be the only one that feels that way, Andy.
You can't be the only one, and you're part of the market. I'm just going to say this, though. All those people who aren't at the stadium are at home, and they would be the most rabid viewers. So that should actually jump your viewing numbers, including with COVID, having everybody stuck at home and not having other entertainment options. That should jump your viewing numbers even more. So while I agree with what you're saying, hey, man, no fans in the stands, that takes away some of the allure, right? You want the roar of the crowd.
Well, yeah, and the reason why, and I think it's way outbalanced.
Their numbers should be up.
The other thing I look at it for me just on a personal basis is between what you said on the political side of the fence, and then I look and I see cardboard cutouts in the stand, I just think, this is just stupid.
Well, and let me add something else. Nannyism.
Yeah.
The whole nanny
mask thing of
finding that one. All the coaches are wearing masks.
Stupid.
All the coaches wearing masks reminds people of everything they hate about our society
now. It reminds me how stupid it is anyways. Aren't these guys tested on like a daily basis?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Why are they wearing a mask on the sideline?
And who cares? These are
healthy individuals.
The recovery rate for young athletes, it's got to be 99.999999%.
I know we got to take a break, but has anybody died on any team from
COVID?
No. Okay,
thank you. Not even a serious illness.
Purify Chevrolet's up next, folks. They'll take care of all of your car buying needs, new or used. They've got you covered in Fort Lupton, 303-659-8311. Purify Chevrolet, find new roads.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much. And we've got, we're ending the program today. So myself, Andy, and Charlie, tomorrow I've got a few special guests joining us. Greg Bloom will be with us from Barber's Foods. He's got an update on what's going on for Thanksgiving, Christmas as well.
Hey.
And then I've also got an author coming on that says, boys are in crisis and continue to fall behind girls in academics and readiness for college and career. She is author of Please Teach Me Like I'm a Boy. It'd be fun.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we'll talk to her tomorrow. So enjoy your night, folks. Be safe. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.